This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Crews continuing to ramp up their attack to a number of semi-trailers that caught fire at a Goodwill in southeast Colorado Springs. KRDO's Jessica Grundling with more now from the scene.
A call came in just after 5 a.m. this morning for reports of fire. There were 12 trailers on fire here in the parking lot. There's 26 parked out here, so 12 of the 26 were on fire, and they're anticipating that everything inside of them is a total loss, which was clothes and furniture. At this time, they're still investigating the cause of the fire. The initial caller who made that call at 5 a.m. said they saw someone in the area before it started, but Colorado Springs Fire Department and PD are talking with witnesses and working to determine the cause of this fire.
Meanwhile, one man is under arrest accused of trying to set a gas station pump on fire here in Colorado Springs. Arrest happened last night on the east side of town, not far from the Springs Airport off of Hancock Expressway. Officers arrested Troy Zellers at the scene, charging him with several crimes, including attempted arson, attempted assault, and felony menacing. Now, as to whether there could be any connection between the two fires, we've posed that question to both Springs Police and Springs Fire, but so far have yet to hear back.
Health officials are anxiously awaiting the next collection of new case numbers for COVID in Colorado as people testing positive for coronavirus continues their climb across the state. El Paso County has been leading the state for some time with daily new infection numbers. Last Friday, the county reported another large jump in COVID-19 cases, 533 new cases in that 24-hour period, along with five additional deaths. We'll be finding out the three-day cumulative numbers later this afternoon. Approximately 64% of eligible residents in El Paso County are considered fully vaccinated, and just about 70% of eligible residents have received at least one vaccine dose. Dr. Robin Johnson, El Paso County Public Health Medical Director, saying last week on KRDO News Radio the continued need to combat the amount of vaccine hesitancy in the area.
Hearing from those groups as to what their thought process is and how they approach vaccination to try to meet them where they are and bring education to them. But then again, there is some onus on each of us as an individual to do some really good due diligence about learning about these vaccines.
Dr. Johnson said the amount of unvaccinated residents is one of the factors leading to the high prevalence of COVID cases in El Paso County compared to the rest of the state.
El Paso County Public Health is giving the public a better idea of how flu cases are impacting the Pikes Peak region. The agency set to launch a dashboard on their website tracking flu data on a weekly basis. The dashboard will include information on pediatric deaths attributed to the flu as well as hospitalizations. They'll be updating that data set every Monday. The state of Colorado will begin texting residents to tell them it's time to get their COVID-19 booster shots. The state health department began sending out those texts to eligible Coloradans on Friday. The text will be sent to everyone in the state database who received both doses of the vaccines made by Moderna or Pfizer at least 6 months ago, and to those who have received the single-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine at least 2 months ago. State experts say that they'll be planning to notify more than a million people over the next 13 days. Law enforcement in Pueblo and El Paso counties came together Saturday hoping to get drugs off the streets, part of National Drug Takeback Day. The DEA says the majority of misused prescriptions drugs were obtained by family or friends, and it's a problem that events like these are hoping to end. At drop-off locations throughout the county's residents able to drop off unused or expired medications, no questions asked. Pueblo County Sheriff's Deputy Michael Guiardo saying that it's a way to keep the drugs from getting into the wrong hands or, worse yet, ending up on the streets.
It's important that we get these drugs so that they don't get disposed of wrong or improperly, and that they don't end up in the hands of children or misused in any way. So it's important for us to get these drugs and dispose of them properly.
Medications were collected and will be given to the DEA Regional Office Endeavor for proper disposal.
Partly to mostly cloudy, warm and breezy for your Monday afternoon. Look for highs in the upper 70s, Colorado Springs, low 80s for Pueblo, with southwesterly winds 15 to 20, gusting at times to 30 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy overnight with morning starts in the upper 40s. Again, partly to mostly cloudy with scattered rain showers coming up Tuesday afternoon. A high of 68 degrees for the Springs, 74 in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.